This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Mayor of St. Paul Melvin Carter is here. We appreciate his time. He, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, let me read the first two graphs of a Star Tribune story, which will be the basis of this conversation. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter on Monday said even if voters approve a ballot question authorizing the city to levy property taxes to make child care more affordable, he won't do it. Next graph. He said there's no way the plan can do what the ballot language promises, at least not for the $20 million per year the city would levy when the plan is fully mature. Saying the true cost of providing child care to thousands of low-income families is closer to $110 million per year. Always a pleasure when you come on, sir. I appreciate it. What message are you sending to the voters if they are allowed to vote on this and if they would approve this and you would say to them, I know you approved it, but I'm not going to do it?
Thanks for having me on. The first distinction is that the ballot question, the question that will be put before voters, will ask them to authorize something, not approve it. Authorize in every sense of the word means we give someone the ability to use their best judgment and deem if it's necessary to do so. So if voters vote yes, they vote to authorize my administration and I to determine whether this is done. A lot of the press around this is that I said I won't do it. The truth is I keep saying, and I've been saying for a year, we can't do it. If you look at the resolution that the city council passed, this is just their language, their numbers. If you look at the resolution the city council passed to put this question on the ballot, it says two things that really stick out. One, it says that the cost to provide child care for just children under 2 years old, low-income children under 2 years old, would be $39 million. And two, it says, it promises that somehow the mayor and the city will create a program that will provide free child care for all low-income children under 5 years old and provide a sliding scale benefit for children who aren't low income and support the child care workforce and add slots somehow for $20 million. Those numbers just don't add up. And so there's no amount of goodwill, and frankly, there's no amount of votes that can make a $120 million program possible to administer with $20 million in funding. And it's important for me as someone who's tired of hearing politicians make promises that they don't plan on keeping. It's important for me to tell our voters and tell our taxpayers that this promise is not coming from me.
Okay. Why not use the $20 million to cover as many kids as possible, and then to continue to advocate through your bully pulpit, through a back and forth with the city council, for them to lever for the budget debate to get the 90 plus million more, to at least affect some of the kids who would be helped by the 20 million?
That's an important question, and that might be a good policy suggestion. The problem is we're not at a policy conversation yet. We're at a math conversation. If we think of a ballot question, a ballot referendum, a question we're asking our voters to vote on as a contract, as a covenant, we're telling them, we're asking them if they're willing to pay a certain amount of money for a certain amount of public services. Now, if they say yes, that means we don't have the opportunity to just say, okay, we're going to charge you still that same amount of money, but we're going to only provide you a fraction of the services that we set on the front side. We've all had that happen at car dealerships. We've all had that happen at different places. None of us react well to that. That is dishonest. That would be a bait and switch. And we can't do that. We can't pass the biggest single. We can't pass. This would be a $110 million property tax increase over the next 10 years. We cannot pass the biggest single property tax increase I've ever seen at City Hall through a bait and switch. That's just dishonest.
But because in your first answer, you pointed out accurately that this is authorizing. It's not required. Now, in this answer, you're saying it's contract. Isn't that a conflict where at one point you're saying authorize and this is a contract? Those are two different things.
I'm saying what voters would authorize us to do, and I'm going to just base strict. It's not two different things. It's the same thing. I'm saying the specific words of the ballot question asks, should we authorize? What it asks them to authorize is a system of things that we already know that if they say yes to the tax bill, we're not going to implement. So I am taking this very closely at its word, and that's why when we're authorized to do, if voters say yes and authorize us to do that, we'll have to tell them that, listen, this body of public services that you authorized just cannot, like this contract cannot be kept. This contract is null and void at the beginning because nobody ever intended to do all of the services that it lays out. And part of the problem, Chad, is, and, you know, against my judgment, against my advice, over my concerns, the city council passed the ballot question, passed the language of the ballot question about 15 months ago. They only got around to entertaining an implementation plan last month, over a year after they passed the ballot question. And so it's not a surprise that the ballot question doesn't effectively articulate what would be an implementation plan, because logic would dictate doing the implementation plan first and then saying, okay, here's the ballot question. They did it the opposite, and they haven't been able to back the implementation plan up into something that honestly reflects what the ballot question asked, the ballot language that they approved a year ago. And that ends up being the paradox that we're up against.
And this is the mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter. We thank him for coming on. You mentioned the city council. Let's get to Rebecca Necker, who is one of the proposal sponsors. I saw her quoted multiple stories. Let me read a couple quotes. There's really a disconnect there when the mayor says voters don't understand what this is about and saying he won't follow the will of the voters. Also added this part, these quotes from WCCO-TV. It's a very strange argument to make that because we can't do everything for all the kids and all the families, we shouldn't do anything. That is not a standard we apply to any public program. The truth is there's no public program that fully meets the need. What do you say to the council member?
I'll read you a direct quote back. That is a direct quote of this council member as well from the legal document, the resolution that council member wrote that the city council passed to put this question on the ballot. It says that a citywide early learning program will make funding available to all families residing in St. Paul with children ages 0 to 5 without regard to immigration status, will fully fund the cost of families at 185% federal poverty level and below, and subsidize families earning more on a sliding scale. I'm not concerned that voters won't understand it. I'm concerned that voters will understand that they've put on paper and think that what they're voting on is what they're being told they're voting on. That's not the case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, so you're not going to do this if it gets approved. What are you going to do?
And again, it's not that I'm not going to, it's that if it gets approved, it won't be able to fit a $1 million program into a $20 million budget. This program, this ballot question, this whole plan got put together over our objections by ignoring every concern that I brought forward and by overriding my veto. The question.
Okay, so as an alternative, as you laid that out.
The question of what will happen next goes to not to me. They seem to have a two-part plan. One is ignoring every input and every concern that I bring forth, and two is counting on me to do all the work. They're going to have to find a better plan than that.
But I mean, let's just be honest. You're the mayor. You're going to advocate ideas. You have the biggest voice in the city. You are a very popular mayor. Just to say it's up to the city council and you're just a bystander, that's not true.
Oh, it's not. And we're going to continue to do all of the work that we're focused on. We're going to continue to make sure that we're advancing our all-in housing proposal. You know, my career, as you well know, has been centered around early childhood solutions, like building the St. Paul Promise neighborhood, like creating college savings accounts for every child born in the city, and advocating for things at the state level as well that can be impactful for children and families. So we are going to continue doing that work that I've been doing and leading for the past couple of decades in St. Paul and in Minnesota. And the folks who, like I said, brought this plan to the table will be responsible for determining what their next steps are.
And I know you have to go after this question. I appreciate your time on a busy day and subject. And I know you've tried to lay this out, but on the perception from voters who care about this topic, who at times have supported you or consistently supported you, are you worried about the perception that they're voting on something and the feeling they may have? Now, wait a second. You're not going to follow up on what they voted on.
Well, I am confident that those voters will understand based on your coverage and all the different coverage that exists around this over a year that this math doesn't work out. This math doesn't math, that this plan is not cannot be implemented. They're likely to know that I've got a full career of early childhood advocacy. There's nobody in City Hall who has a deeper history of advocacy around early childhood than I do. And, you know, I think the voters will know for a fact that $120 million is still more than $20 million. What I would encourage folks to do is, you know, determine who is, as we navigate these next chapters, what somebody's been telling them for over a year, what I've been saying for over a year, is what's proving out to be true. And they should take out their frustration on whoever's told them something that is turning out to be false.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.
The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter. If you want to react to this, you certainly can. You can react through a text, 651-461-9226. And also, Jason joins the conversation when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.